crop production and is designated as agricultural conservation in the Kent County Land Use Framework map. Here you can see a surrounding property owner map on the left that was mailed to all surrounding property owners within 1/4 mile of the subject property, which is there highlighted in red. And to the right, you'll see a picture of their proposal. The antenna will go on a very small base. I'll get into the details of that here, and then an access drive off of the main road. And this is a very southeast corner of that property highlighted in red. They're proposing to establish a temporary meteorological tower to conduct wind studies of the adjacent NextEra Energy-owned wind farm. The term of the lease, which provided in the application materials with the property owner, is 5 years, with an option to extend that lease for up to 5 more years. The tower proposed to be 394 feet, with guy wires extended 20, 30, and possibly even 60 meters out on three sides, and contain an 8x20 utility station at its base. The entire pad that will be taken out of crop production is 37 foot by 40 foot, and access via 12 foot access road from 110th Street, as was shown on that aerial photo I showed you before. The base of the turbine will be fenced along with the anchor points of the guy wires, and staff noted that meteorological towers are allowed as a conditional use permit as part of a commercial wind energy conversion system, even though this one isn't proposed to have any wind turbines along with it. It's being used to study the existing wind turbines that are surrounding it. Here we have all the applicable regulations that we look at for every conditional use permit, as well as many different supplemental standards for conditional uses pertaining to commercial wind energy conversion systems. And after looking at those, if the board concludes that those are met, it must recommend approval unless it does not meet one of those five standards below. Again, standards that we look at for every conditional use permit request. And the burden of language persuasion being on the applicant, that is consistent with all our conditional use permit applications. Staff's analysis of those standards of approval noted that the relatively small footprint of this temporary structure and access drives does little to impose on the agricultural fields or other environmental resources surrounding the building area. Access to the site will be minimal, as it's limited to that to ongoing maintenance of the tower and utility station. The application noted that all data obtained by the tower will be relayed via high-speed internet to the university. There's no signage or lighting proposed other than what is required by the FAA for all towers of that height. Staff noted that very few of the supplemental standards for commercial wind energy conversion systems apply specifically to meteorological towers. And upon a review of the application, staff found that all required submittals have been met, obtained for the application, and all applicable standards of approval have been met, with the note that the application documents did not specifically provide a decommissioning plan. The lease agreement does state that the applicant shall repair the contracted area back to its original state upon the end of the lease term, which is 10 years or sooner. Additionally, the language in the ordinance, staff noted, seems to be articulated towards the energy-producing resources of a commercial wind energy conversion system. Therefore, staff feels that the language in the lease agreement is sufficient evidence for meeting that standard of approval. Looking at notification letters were mailed, and a newspaper prints were provided within Story County regulations, and the application also underwent interagency review, for which staff received no comments. And the Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed this case last month on October 6th and recommended approval to the Story County Board of Adjustment, subject to the following conditions of approval. that all vehicular parking associated with the construction operation or maintenance of the CWEX shall take place on site and shall not at any time take place in the public right-of-way. This was also staff's recommendation, condition of approval, and it's consistent with all the CWEX applications we've received in the past. And with that, I leave you with the following four alternatives, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. One housekeeping issue that I forgot, since I'm relatively new at this job, is if you have not, if you would please make sure you sign in when you came into the room or when you leave, so we've got a record of who's here. Any question? Let's see. Next one. Any questions for the staff? If not, who speaks for the applicant? Okay. If you come to the podium and give us your name, please.
My name is Al Brooks, and I'm here on behalf of Iowa State University.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant? Anything you wish to add?
No, I think the presentation was accurate, so I think we're good.
Good. It's fairly straightforward. Any comments from the public? Did you receive any written response from any of the notifications that you sent out? If not, we will... There's no other questions. We'll close and deliberate. It's fairly straightforward. We've seen several of these before. So, yeah. Reviewing the case, the first thing we need to do is move to adopt the findings of fact in the staff report as presented by the staff.
I would move to adopt the findings of fact in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Second.
Motion by Fehlmeyer, second by Scarlett. Roll call.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Fehlmeyer.
Aye.
Next thing is to decide, move to adopt the decision regarding the development criteria in the staff report as prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment. I think the only thing was that the staff did recommend the condition that was outlined up there about the parking.
Okay, well, I'll move to adopt the decision regarding the development criteria in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment, with the additional condition of approval as recommended by staff related to vehicular parking associated with the construction operation or maintenance of the CWEX shall take place on site, shall not at any time take place in the public right of way.
Second.
Motion by Fehlmeyer, second by Scarlett. All in favor, roll call.
Fehlmeyer.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Now we get down to the final decision. The order.
I move to approve the conditional use permit as proposed by the applicant in case CUP 0914, as discussed by the Zoning Board of Adjustment and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment, finding that all applicable standards of approval will be satisfied upon the conditions listed below. And there's one condition, and that's that all vehicular parking associated with the construction, operation, or maintenance of the CWEX shall take place on site and shall not at any time take place in the public right of way.
Motion by Scarlett.
Second.
Second by Fehlmeyer. Roll call.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Fehlmeyer.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, moving on down our agenda, other business, meeting schedule.
Public comment, I'm sorry. Did we do public comment?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
There just wasn't any, right?
No.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. All right.
Other business, our calendar scheduled for 2015. Need a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor to approve the calendar, signify by saying aye.
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 We're moving the meetings then to 4 o'clock?
Yeah, okay. Instead of the first Wednesday of the month, it'll be the third Wednesday of the month, and that was to accommodate conditional use permits like you were seeing this evening, so we can get those through the process a little bit faster, and then we'll be moving to 4 o'clock because that seemed to kind of be the consensus that we reached on
okay. Okay. Time.
So we'll start that then December 16th?
No,
or
January.
In
okay.
January.
All right, thank you.
I noticed also moving down there was a changes to our Board of Adjustment Rules of Procedure. Comments on the staff on that?
Yeah, and hopefully everybody is aware that these even existed. We've had them in place for some time, and I think usually when we get new members on, we hand out a copy of those. But mainly the changes that we are bringing forward reflect the departmental name change that we had a few years ago now. The other thing was just taking out all references to public hearings and just naming them hearings. And that was kind of some of our discussion off legal notices and trying to cut some costs on that. What I was told is just to take away any reference to the public hearing, because if you have a public hearing, there's certain elements of state code you have to meet. But if we call them just hearings, then we don't have to meet those notification elements of state code. So those were the main changes that we made.
So that means then that you won't put it in the paper anymore?
Yeah, if public hearings have to be put in the paper no more than 4, no less than 20, I think I have that right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, there's nothing in state code that says that the meetings that the Board of Adjustment has have to be public hearings. We'll still open them in public. We'll still send surrounding property owner notifications. My personal opinion is that notifying via the paper is an outdated method of notifying the public. We do it through our website. There's a notify me thing that everybody can sign up for on our website that'll notify them of meetings. We post our agenda in multiple places around the building, so the public should be well notified of the meetings, and they are still going to be allowed the chance to speak during the meetings. We're just not going to publish the meeting notifications in the paper any longer.
Okay.
So by doing this, we won't violate any open meeting laws, nope. Anything of that nature?
Nope.
Is ran it by the Story County Attorney's
yep.
Office?
Yes.
Okay.
The Planning and Zoning Commission is a little bit different of a story. There's a lot of public hearing things that they need to have, but nothing that the Board of Adjustment needs to have. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask, why did you change the references to tabling matters to postponing a decision?
That was another thing. That's just because tabling is meant, if you get into Robert's Rules of Order, the way I've understood tabling is it's kind of a more of a delaying tactic that is used by board members at time, and that was another thing we kind of ran past the Story County Attorney's Office, and they just kind of recommended postponing decision as opposed to tabling to maybe be more appropriate, because usually what the Board of Adjustment's doing when they table is they're actually, we want additional information, let's postpone our decision until this meeting. So just kind of a clarification, I think, of what Robert's Rules of Orders is asking or states that we should be doing.
So moving forward, whenever we have one that we're going to move to the next meeting, we don't have to put it on the table and then take it off of the
exactly.
table.
Exactly. We can just put it under old business, for example, and go forward. So.
All right.
Although the tabling option is still there if you ever want to use it, but we were just trying to clarify in the rules of order that if there's an intention to postpone the decision, then the correct method is to postpone decision.
Okay. Do we need a motion to approve these changes?
I think that would be appropriate.
I move approval of the changes to our rules of procedure.
Second.
Motion by Fieldmeyer, second by Scarlett. We probably better have a roll call vote on that.
McGill?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
Fieldmeyer?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any comments for the staff? Comments by the board?
At elections, yes.
We skipped elections of officers. 7-3.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay. He wants to be chair forever.
No, thank you.
Good meeting, awful quickly.
Yeah, you are. You're doing great.
I have a personal goal of less than an hour.
Well, you've been around some of the meetings I am around. Okay, election of officers for calendar year 2015. Question first for the board. Have we got any others, any candidates for the board?
I actually discussed that with the supervisors this morning. I think they have some candidates in mind. They just have not received any confirmation from them if they'd be willing to apply and or sit on the board. But I was assured that it will be taken care of in their organizational meeting, which is usually the first Tuesday of the year. So.
Okay. Because right now we're down one member.
We're down one member,
David.
And Vicky will be done at the end of the year. So it's going to be.
And David is two, didn't I?
Nope, he's got 1 year left.
Oh, he has 1 year left. I thought he was.
Nope, he's got 1 year left. So it'll be Dave, Steve, and Lynn that'll still be on. I believe Dave, I asked Dave to send you guys an email too just about this, and I don't know if he did or not. I think he did.
Didn't yes.
About what
he
his intention were. So.
Another year, didn't he?
I thought that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what I read.
That's what I read. Not sure that was right, but
he's not here.
Can't defend himself.
That's right. Well, since I'm not going to be around, I'll support whoever you guys want to support. I mean, if you need me to make a motion, I'm happy to do that too. And if they don't get somebody appointed, I'd let them know that I'm willing to hang around for a month or two or whatever it takes. So,
thank you.
But
okay.
As long as it's not forever.
Are you willing to remain as co-chair?
Yes, I'm willing to remain as co-chair. I was thinking Dave said in that email he did not want to be chair.
Oh, I thought it said chair.
Did he?
Did you guys see
it? I read it as he was willing to if you so chose.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I move that Dave remain as chair.
I second that.
Just do them.
We are two separate motions.
Yeah, just do two separate motions. That's fine.
And then Vicky can move to make Steve co-chair?
However, being chair this evening, I really shouldn't make the motion for Dave to be chair.
Okay, so you move that Dave be
yes.
chair.
Okay.
I will second that.
All right.
Sorry, we're a little thin up here. Okay, we have a motion for Dave to be chair. We have a motion out of Scarlett, a second out of Philmeyer. Mm-hmm. Want a roll call?
Motions. Scarlett?
Aye.
Philmeyer? McGill.
Aye. Now for co-chair.
I move that Steve McGill serve as co-chair.
And I second that.
Or vice chair. Would it be vice chair? Yeah. Or sorry, vice.
Yeah. Motion out of Philmeyer, second out of Scarlett. All in favor, roll call.
Philmeyer?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
Officers elected. Any other comments by the staff?
Real quick, I'll go over the insignificant modifications that we had listed on there, and I believe last month the board did ask that we just kind of discuss these when they're there just so you're kind of aware of what's going on. But
sure.
Real quick, the first three on there, the optimum wind ones, they mainly have a specification change on their turbines that they're bringing forward. I don't believe it was a large increase in the rotor diameter, the hub heights, and the tower heights. It was just a small change in those, a small increase in the decibels that they will be putting off because of the larger use. There was also a few adjustments to site layouts. One was at the request of a property owner. The other one was to avoid putting access roads through a floodplain. And then the Verizon Wireless one, which a little bit more green, I think, to the board, that was the one on North Dakota Avenue. Modification there was to increase the tower height to 140. Somewhere along the line with them, the height went from 120 to 140, and it didn't work its way to the Board of Adjustment when we had the final approval. So once we actually got the application, we noticed that and then made them go through the modification process since it was a relatively small tower to begin with and a relatively minor increase in height. We just determined it to be insignificant. So that's those four modifications. Any questions on those?
Nope.
The only other comment I will make is I believe we will probably not be having a meeting in December. I don't think there's going to be anything coming forward unless for whatever reason we get a late variance that comes in. So with that, Vicki, I would thank you for your time on the Board of Adjustment because this will probably be your last meeting. Hopefully we do get the two seats filled by January so you're not having to come back.
Good.
So, thank you.
I don't know how long I've served.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
I'm partial term. Yeah. I got appointed. So, yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I don't remember.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anything else to come before the board? If not, we adjourn.